أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، أما بعد. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mabruk to everyone on meeting this day, Nisfu Sha'ban, inshallah, tonight. And we ask everyone to remember each other in their du'as, inshallah ta'ala. So let's just look at some of the practices of our pious predecessors and what they would do on these nights of magnitude. So, as we know, nisf means half, so we're in the half of Sha'ban. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this day, in this night, in the rest of Sha'ban, and allow us to meet Ramadan al-Kareem with readiness, anticipation, and full bounties and benefits of them. One of the best things to recite on these nights that we commemorate, particularly tonight, is Surah Yasin. And some of the ulama of the past and present, they would recite it three times. And it's from various ahadith. When we have traditions that we find amongst some ulama, and then we have some other traditions from other ulama, it's because when you take the immense knowledge that we have in the corpus of hadith texts, that's where we're deriving these practices from. So we take what we can do, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to do with our capability, and we've seen our teachers and the arifin practice them, and we take from them. So as we know, reciting Yasin, Surah Yasin, is meritorious for many, many, many things. In terms of reciting it three times, the ulama would do the first with the intention. The first recital is for request in long life, in obedience to Allah. Make sure we add that part, not just a long life, with health and full obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as we said, I don't know if I mentioned it, but Surah Yasin is for whatever it's recited for. Like what we say about Zamzam, the water of Zamzam, it, when we drink it, we can ask for whatever dua we want, because we're intending whatever it is, we will get with it, inshallah ta'ala. So the request after the first recital of Yasin is for health and to live in full obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second recital, we request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps tribulations away from us and protect us. And with the third one, it's to enrich our hearts and to grant us a husnul khatima. And then you can add whatever else you wish in the third one, whatever else of our particular individual requests. And then we make dua for all the Muslimin, for the ummah at large, and for the ummah of mankind at large, for the earth, and so on. All the general and the specifics can be added after that. So it's the heart of the Qur'an, and this is why we can recite it for so many things. When we want shifa, there's a certain number, particularly, that some ulama or some awliya have found success with, so that's why it could be recited in such a way. But for each recital of Yasin, we should know that we get 10 times more over in sawab. And so by this thrice recital, we're inshallah ta'ala getting the merit of reciting the Qur'an al-Kareem 30 times. And of course, if we can, if we're about to finish du'a khatam al-Qur'an, these are great nights to do it. These nights that we stay up and commemorate, then those are great nights to do a khatam of Qur'an, inshallah ta'ala. And so if you can't, though, this is why, for those, some, obviously, the ulama and arifin, they recite the entire Qur'an. Some can do that in one night, or even more. So, as we said, just as there is a heart, for everything there is a heart of it. I remember when I first came to New York City as a newlywed, I had to move here from the West Coast and get used to the, I mean, it's almost like a different country to live in New York City itself in Manhattan. And so, driver, which was new to me, I didn't know, I had to realize that people don't have cars in New York City because there's no space for parking. So we would have a driver when we needed to get our provisions. And so he was an Italian, Dominic, but one of his famous phrases whenever he would drive through the Central Park area or another area that is famous of New York City, he would say, "Now, Astra, this is the hut." You know, if you can imagine the Italian accent that adds to the story, this is the hut of the city of New York City. He would say this over and over. And then when we moved out of New York City, my husband took that role over and started to replay this phrase that now you're in the heart of New York itself, just trying to get me inclined towards Westchester, which I thought I would wait for Muslims, and I didn't like it at first. But alhamdulillah, we were led to the Muslims, masajid and everything. So basically the heart, so we're saying that there is this understanding in every culture to get the summation of something. There's always, in detail, our whole life is a detailed study of Quran al-Kareem, which means closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on these nights, when we want a summation, this is when it becomes important to know what those summations are. So Yasin provides us that. So this is the heart of the Quran, the Prophet, and that's from a hadith of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also about Yasin, that whoever recites it, his sins will be forgiven. Whoever recites it whilst hungry, and this is why it's a practice to fast on these commemorative nights as well, on the days. So whoever recites it while hungry, God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will fill him. And whoever recites it while he's lost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him. Whoever recites it while he's in a loss. So the other one was whilst lost, like, you know, somewhere, and he doesn't know the way back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him back. Whoever recites it while he is in a loss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him finding stability from that loss. And whoever recites it over food out of worry that it's not sufficient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him sufficiency. Whoever recites it over a dying person, this is why this is from our practice as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease his passing from this world, inshaAllah ta'ala. And whoever recites it over a woman about to deliver, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease that birthing. So there are numerous hadith showing the greatness of Yasin. So I hope, inshallah, we all have an opportunity to at least recite Surah Yasin three times, and all along with all the other ibadah that we may do, like in the subcontinent, they do the azhar, the four rakat of, and then doing the specific azkar. So there's various things you can do. I'm mentioning this because it's an oft-asked question, but it's very it's variable what we want to do during these commemorative nights. And so to also look at, because some people nowadays, you know, they bring this word about bid'ah and astaghfirullah, saying that what are we doing by just marking these nights out? Well, it is a practice, and we find it from the likes of Sayyidina Ali, for instance, to take one example only. There's many, many examples. Qadam Allahu wajhu. He would set aside four nights, actually, out of the year for specific worship, and he would make sure his time is free so that he would devote it in worship on those nights. And those nights were the first night of Rajab, the evening of Eid al-Adha, and the evening of Nisfu Sha'ban. So, and each one is for specific reasons. There's many others who marked out those four nights, and of course there can be others we can add to that. but this was Sayyidina Ali's practice. And for the eve of Eid al-Fitr, we'll talk about that inshallah ta'ala, if Allah allows us to, during Ramadan, because it's a night that many, it's something to be mentioned at that time or prior to it, because people pass it over, astaghfirullah, because not realizing that how the importance of that night. The reason it's so important is because on that night, now we've worshipped and seeking closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of Ramadan al-Kareem. But that night, Allah looks to forgive anyone else who's left, who maybe didn't come to closeness in terms of a lot of ibadah in addition to the fasting. But that night, He looks for anyone, someone who hasn't done much. So everyone is forgiven if they're up seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that night. That's the importance of the eve of Eid al-Fitr. So we'll get into that inshallah ta'ala once we arrive there. Bi-idhnillah. So I wanted to fulfill a request of Jazahallah Khairan Siti Sa'ima in the UK, who asked to recite the Dua Khatm al-Qur'an. We'll do that now, inshallah, because she does a Khatm every week, congregational Khatm, and they grant the blessings to Sayyidina Shaykh and his family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and elongate his life in full health and allow us to benefit from him evermore. So, this was her request, so inshallah I'll do the dua and the translation, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sadaqallahu al-Ali al-Azim wa sadaqa rasuluhu al-Nabiyyu al-Kareem. I'll go to the translation after the recital. وَنَحْنُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنَا بِكُلِّ حَرْفٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ حَلَاوَةً وَبِكُلِّ جُزْءٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ جَزَاءً اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنَا بِالْأَلْفِ أُلْفَةً وَبِالْبَاءِ بَرَكَةً وَبِالتَّاءِ تَوْبَةً وَبِالثَّاءِ تَوْبًا وَبِالْجِيمِ جَمَالًا وَبِالْحَاءِ حِكْمَةً وَبِالْخَاءِ خَيْرًا وَبِالدَّالِ دَلِيلًا وَبِالذَّالِ ذَكَاءً وَبِالرَّاءِ رَحْمَةً وَبِالزَّاءِ زَكَاةً وبالسين سعادة وبالشين شفاء وبالصاد صدقا وبالضاد ضياء وبالطاء تراوة وبالظاء ظفرا وبالعين علما وبالغين غنا وبالفاء فلاحا وبالقاف قربة وبالكاف كرامة وباللام لطفا وبالميم موعظة وبالنون نورا وبالواو وصلة وبالهاء هدايا وبالياء يقينا اللهم انفعنا بالقرآن العظيم وارفعنا بالآيات آيات وذكر الحكيم وتقبل منا قراءتنا وتجاوز عنا ما كان في تلاوة القرآن من خطأ أو نسيان أو تحريف كلمة أو موادئها أو تقديم أو تأخير أو زيادة أو نقصان أو تأويل على غير ما أنزلته عليه أو ريب أو شك أو سهو أو سوء الحال أو تعجيز عند تلاوة القرآن أو كسل أو سرعة أو زيغ لسان أو وقف غير وقوف أو إدغام بغير مدغم أو إظهار بغير بيان أو مد أو تشديد أو همزة أو جزم أو إعراب بغير ما كتبه أو قلة رغبة ورهبة عند آيات الرحمة آيات العذاب فاغفر لنا ربنا واكتبنا مع الشاهدين اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن وزين إخلاقنا بالقرآن ونجنا من النار والقرآن وادخلنا في الجنة بالقرآن اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا ومن النار سترا وحجابا وإلى الخيرات كلها دليلا فاكتبنا على التمام وارزقنا أداء بالقلب واللسان وحب الخير وسعادة والبشر والإيمان وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مظهر لطفه ونور أرشه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. So the translation, it's a beautiful dua. This summarizes many things that we want and we request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah spoke the truth. Allah is truthful, the exalted, the high. And the Prophet, the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke the truth, our noble Prophet. And we are, for that, witnessers. O Allah, accept from us, you are all-hearing and all-knowing. O Allah, grant us with every letter sustenance of sweetness, and with every juz or part, one of the 30 parts, with every juz from the Quran, a reward, rightful reward. O Allah, grant us with every alif that we pronounce, so Allahumma arzuqna bil alf, grant us intimacy. There's some more coming alliteration with it. One of the things that interests reminds me, subhanAllah, many years ago, over 15 years ago, I guess now, when it's embarrassing to think about it, but subhanAllah, I'll share this to give you an example of the delivery of the ulama. Sheikh Muhammad Hafizullah, alhamdulillah, I was trained properly in tajweed in terms of reciting, but in terms of saying the letters even, you have the letters properly as well. So in the subcontinent, or maybe it's just me, I don't know, obviously that's where I picked it up. I was taught to recite in India. As a child there before immigrating to America when my parents did that. But anyway, so they say alif, the letter alif. And so one of the times I remember clearly, I said to Sayyidina Sheikh something mentioning alif, and because he commented that my recitation was proper. But then when I said this word alif, using it in Google, mentioned something, he didn't correct me. And then I remember months later when I was studying and just, you know, realized in my readings that you're supposed to say alif and pronouncing the letter alif, not alif, as some may say. But he never corrected me, probably, you know, thinking that if I continue, obviously I will pick this up. But it's an indication that it's the exact opposite, isn't it, what we do in terms of the awam. We tend to correct and catch people when they make silly little mistakes, when we know it's just a mistake that will be corrected along the way. And it's sometimes you find that people do that just because you wonder, why would they do that? Is it because that it's something that they, one of the things that they know, so they want to catch you on it? I mean, to me, it seems like people who correct you are things. It's not the way. The result, it's not the way of those that are knowledgeable to pick and prick at someone who makes a minor mistake that they know would be corrected along the way, or it's just a mistake. It's a trip up, and this is why in the Arabic language they call bedel. Bedel is when you make a mistake in saying something, and then you just correct it. You say the corrected version, right? So it's understood, the listener, that, okay, it's the second thing that you said we should go by because this person just corrected without even using the word. You don't even have to say that in the Arabic language. You just say the new thing, and it's understood that you're correcting yourself. So anyway, just one of the beauties of those who know, as opposed to the ignorant amongst us, that we don't follow this beauty that drips from the ulama and the awliya. And this is why we love to follow them, and they make it easy for us to follow them, because they don't pinpoint these silly things amongst us. And their delivery, of course, their delivery is beautiful. This is something that is very, very of of great magnitude, even after studying the Sunnah, the way, it's the delivery of the way that is just important if we want to get the message across. So anyway, وَبِالْبَاءِ بَرَكَةً. So, and with every ba, grant us a blessing, Ya Allah. With every ta, grant us a repentance. With every sa, grant us a reward. With every jim, grant us beauty. With every ha, grant us wisdom. With every kha, grant us khair, goodness. وَبِالْدَالِ. With every dal, grant us a proof. And with every dal, grant us intelligence. The ga'al. وَبِالْرَاءِ رَحْمَةً. With every ra, grant us mercy. With every za, grant us purification. وَبِالْسِينِ سَعَادَةً. With every seen, grant us happiness. وَبِالْشِينِ شِفَاءً. With every sheen, grant us healing. وَبِالْصَادِ صِدْقًا. With every sod, grant us sincerity. وَبِالْضَاد, grant us light. وَبِالْطَاءِ, grant us تَرَاوَةً. Tarawatan is a beautiful word which means softness, and we can use it to mean like tarawat al-khuluqi, a gentleness or softness in character, which is ultimately what we know the Qur'an al-Kareem is, because it's embodied in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa bishini shifa'an, with every sheen, a cure. وَبِالصَّادِ صِدْقًا. Oh, I did this. Okay. وَبِالطَّاءِ تَرَاوَةً. A softness, a gentleness of character. وَبِالظَّاءِ ظَفَرًا. With every dha, a victory. ظَفَرًا. ظَفَر is victory. And as we know, we may know that ظُفُر is a nail, fingernail. So you can see the imagery, the metaphor here is that victory is always close for the who is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's as close as a fingernail, we can say, when we realize where the etymology of this word dhafaran is. وَبِالْعَيْنِ عِلْمًا. With every ayn, grant us knowledge. وَبِالْغَيْنِ غِنًا. With the ghain, grant us richness. وَبِالْفَاءِ فَلَاحًا. With every fa, grant us merriment. وَبِالْقَافِ قُرْبَةً. With every qaf, grant us closeness. وَبِالْكَافِ كَرَامَةً. With every calf, grant us nobility. وَبِاللَّامِ لُطْفًا. With every lamb, grant us subtlety. وَبِالْمِيمِ مَوْعِدَةً. With every meme, give us a good exhortation. وَبِالنُّونِ نُورًا. With every noon, grant us light. وَبِالْوَاوِ وُصْلَةً. With every, grant us guidance. وَبِالْيَاءِ يَقِينًا. With every ya, grant us certainty. Allahumma anfa'na bil Qur'an al-Azim. Allah grant us benefit with the Qur'an al-Azim, and elevate for us with every ayah from it. With dhikr al-Hakim. Wa taqabbal minna qira'atana. And from us, the rest, our recitation. With the jawaza, with the jawaz, and pass, allowed to pass by from us, from our rotation, min khat'in. Every to be even a little away from the exactness of every letter. An mawadiha, from its place, aw taqdimin, aw ta'khirin, aw ziyadatin, all the rest are about the tajweed in our pronunciation, bringing some letters before or after when they do, or adding anything extra. Aw nuqsanin, aw any shortcoming. أو تأويل على غير ما أنزلته. أو interpreting something other than what you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had intended. أو ريبن أو شك. So any doubt, and from any doubt or suspicion or سهو forgetfulness. أو سوء الحن. أو any grave error. أو تأجيل أو hastiness. or hastiness in the tilawat al-Qur'an, in the recital of the Qur'an al-Kareem, or kasin, or laziness, or sur'atin, or speediness, or zayzin, zayzi lisanin, or deviation of the tongue, or waqfin. Okay, so the rest are more of the tajweed rules. Deviate from any of the tajweed rules. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness from all of those. أو قِلَّةِ رَغْبَةٍ, or in a shortcoming in desiring, or رَحْبَةٍ in the آيات رحمه, or shortcoming in the desiring of the recital, or the lack of veneration and fear of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of the ayahs of mercy, actually. وَقِلَّةِ رَقْبَةٍ وَرَحْبَةٍ in the ayat al-rahmati. So lack of desire or veneration of the ayahs of mercy and the ayahs of wrath. وَآيَاتِ الْعَذَابِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا أَوْ اللَّهُ فَرْكِبَ أَسْ رَبَّنَا وَاكْتُبْ أَنَا مَعَ الشَّهِدِينَ and make us from amongst the martyrs and the witnesses. Allahumma nawwir qulubana, O Allah, grant light to our hearts with the Qur'an al-Kareem, and our character with the Qur'an al-Kareem, and grant us salvation from the fire through the Qur'an al-Kareem, and allow us to enter Jannah through the Qur'an al-Kareem. O Allah, make the Qur'an for us in the dunya a companion, qareenan, allow us to be side by side with it in the dunya. Wa fil qabri munisan, and in the qabr, ya Allah, allow it to be our intimate companion in the qabr, ya Allah. Wa ala sirati nuran, and on the sirat, allow it to be a light. Wa fil jannati rafiqan, and in al jannah, allow it to be our close companion once again. Wa min al nari sitran, Allah, allow it to be a barrier for us from the Jahannam. Wa hijaban, again a barrier, a hijab. Wa ila al-khayrati kulliha dalila, and of its good, allow it to be a proof and right for us all of this completely, and grant us a prescription for our hearts and our tongues, and the love of good and happiness and the glad tidings from Iman, in al-Iman. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So Jazakumullahu Khairan for CT Sa'ima for that request. Now another thing to point out, now we see, I hope, with that translation, how intricate it is. The reason we need to obviously recite this every khatam is because there will be mistakes. Just to give you an idea, it's a part and parcel, one may say, of the intricacy of the Arabic language, that there will be mistakes, even with the... That's why the ulama say you can never master the Arabic language. Only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mastered it. But because when... Okay, for example... Even the ulama, for instance, if you take away the dots from the lettering, which originally the Qur'an al-Kareem, as we know, did not used to have dots until it was standardized to have dots. So if you look at some words without the dot or the haraka even, if you take away the haraka, if you give an example like the word kis, kaf, ya, seen. If you have that without its haraka on it, kis can mean a bag, but it can also be referring to kayis, someone who is smart or sagacious. You can look at another word, cotton. That's easier to see because it's close. The English derived from the Arabic qutun, cotton, qaf, ba, nun, qutun. But if you took away the haraka, it could be read as qatan, which is the small of the back. And qatana, the verb, would mean to dwell. So there's an interesting anecdote from Dharqutni. Once he was praying his nafila, his superrogatory prayers, And amongst him, in the same majlis, were some students or ulama discussing what a particular text meant, because it didn't have the dots on it. It just had the lettering. And even a difference between a sad and a seen at that level, because it would be just written as a little marking for a seen and maybe the same marking for a sad. So you might not even know the difference between that. So everything was by context. And this gives you an idea why the science of hermeneutics is crucial to understanding any. This is why we don't just take our knowledge from books. We are not autodidacts. We just don't, just because, and I'm talking about at the level of someone who is very, very fluent even in Arabic. Still, if you did not get the understanding from a living, breathing alim who is connected to the isnad, there will be grave errors. It's just a parcel of the way the language is. You must get the interpretation from someone who is in the isnad in Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So anyway, back to this anecdote. So it would, while Dar al-Qutni was in his prayer, he could ascertain that those amongst him were discussing what this word was. It was, it can either be bishr, you know, like a bashing ra, but again, without any markings, it could be also yasin ra, could be bashin ra, it could be noon saad ra, or noon seen ra, could be, there's many things. So it all depends on the context. So while he was in prayer, he heard this discourse, and all of a sudden, he recited the surah with noon, and continued with that surah, noon, wal qalam, you know, and so on. And so they knew at that point that the word was nusr, that they were disputing about. And now obviously, if you know your Hanafi fiqh, that they would say, the Ahnaf would say that would break his prayer, because you're supposed to only recite for the sake of your recital and prayer and not to address someone else in the majlis. But the other madhahib allow that. So, but it's interesting to look at such things. And also, it gives us a clue where we are and where not to go. There are many people, especially in our era, it's very, very easy to just Google the wordings or the meanings, but ultimately we will not know if that's correct unless we've ascertained that breakdown and that interpretation from the ulama themselves. And then it just so many facets to it. Just the study of mustalah al-hadith, the science of hadith terminology. It's one of the things the Orientalists actually made a commentary of in terms of the Muslims, that nobody, I mean, we think about certain sciences being difficult, like medicine and all these other things we may see, but even the Orientalists has mentioned that there is no science that is more difficult, more precise, more meticulous than the study that these Muslims have done with the science of hadith terminology, let alone the science of studying the hadith itself. We're talking about just the background to even studying the hadith. That is, by the Orientalist self, the most intricate science there is in the dunya, in the world. And this is why the muhaddithin were the greatest, greatest minds that ever lived. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve them, our ulama, and grant us emulation of them and implementation more and more of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even more so of our love for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say the moon is, I heard that it's 15% closer. Tonight is Nisf Sha'ban. It's supposed to be 15% closer than in any other day. So along with that, may he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow us to be that much and more closer to many, many moons in love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma'ahu ahlu. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الله أهله جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الله أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الفاتحة